Welcome to Energy First Responders, December 3rd, 2023. We give great thanks. We ask for what's always what's very best for all life as we continue our journey. We allow each one of ourselves to come into balance and harmony, to allow full source energy that's the best vibration for us today. Given where our nervous systems and other parts of us are, which I often see as golden light, connecting center above, center below, balancing, harmonizing, attuning all of the levels in between, all of our bodies, all of our meridians, all of our organ systems, all of the body, micro, macro level for today. As we work first within ourselves, bringing through resiliency, as an essence, as an element, and for some reason, allowing our sensitivities to be protected, be used without interference. From outside sources, as these sensitivities are a gift, and as we come together within ourselves, we now ask for the larger areas from particularly our country, all of the states everywhere that we're going through this time of great change, and as we have been the leaders of the world, what is going on affects everywhere. And we ask for peace, truth, justice, harmony, and that unconditional love, the highest vibratory rate, to infuse everywhere. as with this request, we are requesting resiliency. As well as stability during these times of this great energy influx. And especially this month of December, become a time of going inward and becoming resilient and becoming more able to deal with the new energies so that our physical bodies, all of our systems, micro and macro, become resilient, become precious. Become uplifted. And now we ask again at the country level for all of these organizations, government, but also education, private industry, all kinds of companies, businesses, small, large, individual families, finding their place. And there is nothing hidden that is not revealed that we need to know. There is nothing hidden that is not revealed that we need to know. There is nothing hidden that is not revealed that we need to know. And all become aware and take action that is best for the highest good for all life. That we become aware and take action that is best for the highest good for all life. Become aware and take action with it. Highest good for all life. Coming into balance, harmony. And resiliency. Moving out to the whole planet. Right now to the humans. As we hook up with the galaxies and with our own galaxy. And the planet herself. Moves into this resiliency, into these new ways of being that are now available. And if there is a DNA piece, we ask for it to be revealed in the best way for the highest good. And we also ask, it wasn't clear that this way of being able to be present with all that is happening and all the wonderful changes that nature, and I simplified into animals, plants, and minerals, be a part of all of this that's coming through. The resiliency, the micro, the macro. And that particularly light workers, but anyone deep sensitivities. Be protected. Let the gifts be able to be used. Or it's almost just like walking through lower vibratory places. Not being affected. Ways for us to keep this filled space within us. And to truly be grounded all the time with that earth connection. And that we see more of the positive unfolding. We ask for help for everyone. Stay balanced. Receive nurturance. Creating this resiliency. Deep, deep waves of different levels of love, vibratory levels. Each one coming into balance and alignment. We ask for the alignment to help us remain resilient. Alignment of all parts of ourselves, everything. We ask this again, particularly for the United States, all that it's going through. And outward to the rest of the world, to all of nature, and allow the divine plan to be implemented with ease and grace. And just take another breath very gently and slowly. As we ask for that divine wisdom to come into each one of us as we go into a silent place within, as we continue for what is best for the planet, the whole situation, all these levels of love and resiliency. The ability to express and the ability to have what needs to be revealed, revealed. We give great thanks as we go into the silence. We give great thanks as we come into a more waking consciousness, allowing ourselves to feel that groundedness also from all these energies, and allow ourselves to come through with whatever is needed, and we give great thanks, and we let go of what we ask for, allow it to be fulfilled. Without taking it on as our job, being free to be in a heart space that permeates the body as the body is rejuvenated and is protected and in alignment with stability. We give such great thanks. So be it. So it is. It is done.